since it is clear that the gospel call is for us to be to stay awake, stay vigilant, to stay aware, let us pray that the Lord does not come during the homily. Okay. So he's going to come. He is coming. Well, when we consider this coming of the Lord, what's our response? What's our spirit of reception? How do we look towards his coming, the Lord's coming? Well, I think we can look at the Lord's coming with a sense or disposition of joyful expectation, kind of like what we were singing about in the responsorial psalm, right? The refrain, let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. So the house of the Lord is about the coming of the kingdom. And it's about what we heard in the first reading from Isaiah, the son of Amos, as he was prophesizing about the coming of the heavenly Jerusalem, or the coming of Jerusalem. It'll be set up on the highest mountain, and many nations will come toward it, right? And many people will say, let us go up to the house of the Lord. So this very happy, positive, excited sense of approaching the kingdom of God. So that could be the way that we look towards the coming of the kingdom. Or it might be through a spirit or a sense of fearful expectation. When we think about the kingdom coming, the Lord coming back, it might be a more ominous feeling, kind of a sense of evil threatening. Not a good day, like we hear in the gospel. The Lord is coming like a thief in the night, an unexpected hour. And two men will be out in the field. One will be taken. One will stay. Two women will be at the mill grinding. One will be taken. One will stay. And so as we listen to that, that's not really like a... There's not a sense of joy and happiness and peace around that. There's a sense of fear and trepidation. And so every day when we pray, thy kingdom come in the Our Father, right? We pray that many times a day. What's our sense? Do we have the sense of joyful anticipation, kind of like what the refrain from the responsorial psalm was about, or what Isaiah was prophesizing about? This new kingdom that's going to come, where there's going to be peace and justice for all, and where swords will be turned into plowshares or pruning hooks, then there will never be war again, whether internationally, nationally, within families, within oneself, but peace and joy? Or is our sense more, when we think about, when we reflect upon thy kingdom come, when we pray that petition in the Our Father, is it a fearful expectation of, oh my, I don't know what's coming. This is a very scary prospect, this idea of the Lord's coming. Or maybe there's a third alternative when we pray thy kingdom come. Maybe we've kind of got a sense like some of the early Christians. You know, they were expecting Jesus to come back soon. Soon and very soon, right? And he didn't. And so you have a lot of scripture passages from St. Paul and in the Gospel of Matthew kind of calling Christians to task. Because at first everybody had a lot of energy and vigor and enthusiasm. But then, you know, after the years passed, decades, and the Lord's not coming back soon, people just kind of, you know, they weren't working. They kind of lost the faith. They returned to their old ways. And, you know, that I think that spirit can easily creep into us, in the sense of, you know, 2,000 years later, we are, you know, maybe we're born Catholic, and so we've had it given to us our whole life, and so there's no sense of urgency. And that actually, when I pray thy kingdom come, I don't even think about it much anymore. It doesn't have really any connection with my life. Yeah, I say the words. But as far as fearful expectation or joyful anticipation, I experience neither. That's... Maybe we would call that apathy, kind of an apathy sense. That can creep up within us, just like it did with the early Christians when there's no sense of urgency. You know, we say these words, I kind of believe them, I guess, but I don't know. Where do we find ourselves? And so I think that's the first question of discernment for us. And maybe there's parts of all three within us. Maybe there's parts of us that are really looking in joyful anticipation to the coming of the Lord. We look forward to heaven and the fullness of the kingdom. So the kingdom is already here, present among us, but the fullness of the kingdom is not here yet. And so there's, when I consider heaven, when I pray for the kingdom to come, there's moments when I look forward to what God has planned, what the eye has not seen, ear has not heard. But then maybe there's parts of me too that, you know, I was born Catholic, baptized as a baby, I've been inundated with Catholicism my whole life, and it just really doesn't connect with me anymore. I pray thy kingdom come, but there's no sense of urgency around it. I don't have joyful anticipation. I don't have fear. So maybe I'm kind of experienced some of that too within myself. And then, you know what? When I hear that gospel about the Lord coming like a thief in the night, and you don't know the hour, and one person will be taken, one person will stay, I'm kind of scared, because you know what? There's some parts of my life that are kind of dark. You know, when I'm thinking about that, it's like, wow, that there is a God, and you know, he's going to come back, as we're going to profess in our faith here in a second, as judge of the living and the dead. That's, there's some parts of me that needs some work. And so I kind of bring that to the table. Like St. Paul was talking about in that second reading we heard of, you know, that we are to be people of the day, people of the light, and not being given over to darkness, and not making provision for the flesh, you know, setting up oneself so that they are easily able to enter into a simple way of living, not giving over to a way of darkness that includes lust and anger and promiscuity and drunkenness, these deeds of darkness. So I would venture to say that we probably have parts of all three of those within ourselves, right? The anticipating the joyful coming of the Lord, the apathy, don't have any of it, no joy, no fear. And then parts of us that are in moments are kind of fearful when we really see our lives flash before us and look how far we have fallen short of the goal. So what's the call for us? Well, it's to recognize where we are at, that we've got probably all three of these things working, but what is the goal? The goal is to be able to sing with truth from the depths of one's heart. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. And when we pray the Our Father, when we say thy kingdom come, that our whole field being is filled with joyful anticipation. That's what the focus, that's the context for the Advent season. That's the way that we want to prepare ourselves, by moving more away from the apathy, moving more away from the fear, moving more towards joyful anticipation. That, my friends, is what's going to make a successful Advent.